Welcome to the KMOX Home Improvement Show.
Presented by Suburban Leisure Center. The place with the big red chair.
Now, Scott Mosby on the voice of St. Louis KMOX.
And good Saturday, good morning, good weather. Holy smokes, what a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Fabulous St. Louis weather in the middle of the United States. Seems like the rest of the world is under, you know, hurricanes and rainstorms and all sorts of things. It's our turn for a glorious day right here in St. Louis. Join me today, KMOX, a three-hour special of the KMOX Home Improvement Show. We will go on until 1 o'clock today when Retirement Professionals comes on. And keep in mind, we've got Cards versus the Dodgers later on this afternoon right here on KMOX. Lots of things happening this morning in the Lou. Let's bring it on. Let's talk about your house and get going with your phone calls. 314-436-7900-800-925-1120. You and the KMOX family, you already know these numbers. One more time, 314-436-7900, toll-free, 800-925-1120. Well, as temperatures moderate, getting a little chilly at night, golly, even opening the windows may be a little too chilly for some of us. Well, you know, just keep in mind, this is why it's important that as we change seasons, and we are indeed in that midst right now, that screens become important. The operation of windows, door locks, safety things like deadbolts, security lighting at night, simple things that as we get around outdoors and working outside in the yard becomes even more attractive to us. Just the grounding nature of gardening, the grounding nature of taking care of the outside of the home. Catching up maybe a little bit with the yard, Mike Miller, KMOX Garden Hotline, good addition this morning. I am very pleased. Many years ago, I followed Mike Miller in the KMOX Garden Hotline. My yard never, ever looked better. I mean, when you follow Mike on the air and you get a private audience every Saturday morning in the studio, yeah, the garden gets pretty happy, the lawn looks pretty good, and, you know, I love to stick my hands in the dirt. That's where I came from here on KMOX. This is the Home Improvement Show, and I dig dirt. I put in foundations, build things, room additions, second floor additions, bathroom, kitchen remodels, and my day job is Mosby Building Arts. Believe it or not, we're in our 75th year as the company keeps moving forward and growing. Well, we're in interesting times. May we live in interesting times. Many of you who follow me throughout the year typically know that I'm a kind of an armchair economist, because that's what our customers are looking at. When is a good time to remodel the kitchen, the bath? When is a good time to put on a room addition? When is a good time to move to a new home? All those things that affect how do I manage my life, because managing my life, our lives together, is pretty much related to some sort of a structure. We live in a condo, an apartment, a house, whatever it is, a cardboard box even. Everybody lives somewhere. Well, lumber futures in September, for September, were $585, and that was in the end of July. Now, a few months later, they're $485 per thousand board feet for delivery in November, which means that we are coming down as the Federal Reserve Bank is trying to cool off the over-frothy housing market of which this show, your house, and our consumerism is part of. So they're trying to slow things down, moderate that inflation, and get us back on a standard course of a 2% inflation rate. Well, right now, mortgage rates are above 6% for the first time, I think, for a long time. Forgive me for not knowing, but I think it's back to 2018 when, you know, everything went nuts for a while there. But keep in mind, historically, sharing a story personally, when I was about 12 years old, my mother and father were out on the driveway burning a piece of paper. And I thought, well, you know, that's something I don't see as a kid much. You know, mom and dad, you know, torching something out very publicly, and they're kind of smiling and hugging each other. Well, that's interesting. What's this about? Dad said, I'm sorry, you'll never see this time ever again. we're burning our VA mortgage. We just paid off the house. and it's at 6%. And, you know, I'm really sorry your generation will never, ever see the benefit of anything as low as a 6% mortgage rate. This was when I was 12 years old, would have been the early 60s. Well, as the worm turns, as the, you know, the economy changes, so much that's important that we talk about there. Anyway, my point is that whatever goes up comes down, whatever goes down comes up. So planning a home change, whether it's a new custom home, retiring, selling the family home and moving to a condominium, whatever it is for you, those times come back. And the point being that being prepared for those times, whether with a design ready to go, estimates ready to go, or frankly, purchasing those services when the economy is slowing down, you can kind of play, you know, buy low, sell high. The supply and demand for lumber is now down, concrete down, demand for labor is down. Anyway, the point being that if you're willing to take the risk or you're a cash buyer, this is a great time for consumerism. Anyway, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Let's get to the phone lines here and see what's cooking with my buddy Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning. Welcome to KMOX. How can I help you this fine morning?
I have a question. I have some bad cracks in my driveway, which is exposed aggregate. And I'm thinking about using what they call self-leveling caulk.
Uh-huh.
Is that a mistake to do that, or should I just use regular concrete caulk?
Well, two things, Tom. Number one, it's exposed aggregate is tough stuff to match aesthetically. The only place I really advise your caulking are the expansion joints, the straight lines, 8 feet, 10 feet long, whatever they are. You know, dig out that whatever it is. But if you're going to caulk the random diagonal cracks, you're going to take what's now a dark ghost color that's hard to see in your exposed aggregate. You know, that crack is about the same color as your rock. And then make it gray or semi-white or whatever color. So aesthetically, though it might be the best thing for your concrete, it'll make your driveway look terrible. It's just not the right thing. I mean, think careful what you ask for, brother. You just might get it. I mean, think about what happens if you start connecting all these spider things that randomly are, you know, First off, it'll drive you batty trying to get the crack in those, or the caulk in those little things. Anyway, the point is that power washing, cleaning, caulking your expansion joints, and then resealing your exposed concrete, and maybe putting a little extra liquid sealer in those smaller cracks. How wide are your cracks that you're talking about?
Oh, some are just like quarter inch, and I got one that's, probably an inch.
Wow. Is it a straight line on an inch?
Oh, no, no. Not a straight. The only straight lines I got are the expansion joints.
Well, in that case, then I would suggest that you, when you have something a quarter inch to an inch, sand and cement, and use rivers or whatever. What color is the rock on your driveway?
Well,
kind of an orange or kind of a earth tone?
Kind of tannish, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you know, river sand.
Some of the rocks are black.
So. Yeah, gotcha. Smooth. Yeah. So you have smooth rocks then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. River sand. River sand is a gray-brown color. Merrimack river sand is bright orange. So use river sand and cement. You still need a backer rod, but when the difference is this is not a very good crack filler sealer that I'm describing, but it's an attractive one that is pretty close to the color of the concrete around those stones. You follow me there?
Use mortar and sand.
Yep, and use the correct sand.
Okay.
Because if you use that Merrimack River sand, it's a great sand. It's very jagged, but it's shiny orange. And, you know, when it erodes after a year of the rain and sun and weather, you're going to have an orange stripe instead of a brown stripe, which is close to the same color of the concrete there. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I had a guy come and look to tear out my driveway.
Yeah.
and start over, but my driveway is long, and then it, when it gets, the garage is on the end of the house, not the front. When it gets back there, it turns and gets huge. And that was a year ago. He said, oh, about 34th grand.
Yeah.
To do that. So I thought, wow.
Now it's about 44 grand.
Probably right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Scott.
Yeah, Tom, and I think that's the right path for you, is go ahead, sand and cement, fill those cracks, caulk the big straight ones, and don't mess. Remember to seal it. You might want a less than shiny sealer because that wet look sealer that looks so glorious on those stones also tends to accentuate some of the cracks a little bit, so beware of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, good idea.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, KMOX, 3-hour edition till 1 o'clock today. Phone lines 314-436-7900-800-925-1120. Scott Mosby, I'll be back for more right after this.
This is the KMOX Home Improvement Show.
Presented by Suburban Leisure Center. The place with the big red chair.
Now, Scott Mosby on the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Yes, indeed. 3-hour show today. Bring it on. Bring it in. Bring it plenty. Vote early. Vote often, as they say in some precincts. Now, let's get going here. Dial in 314-436-7900, 436-7900, 800-925-1120, 800-925-1120. As you walk around the house, and this is a grand day to do it, a wonderful time, frankly, walk about the outdoors of your home and look at the top. Look at the roof. Look at your chimney, the flashing. You don't have to be a construction or home expert. Just look for things around your home that look out of sorts, out of the ordinary, not quite right. It's kind of like taking care of our health. We don't have to be a doctor to know that something needs a little further attention. So take a look around. Gutters, look if there's anything growing in the gutters. With the heavy down pours we've had throughout this summer, back and forth, it's important to know that those gutters going into the winter season are flowing freely, because we still have a good bit of rain ahead of us here coming in the fall. Leaves start falling, and grandly, the trees start turning with the glorious colors. One of the favorite things I love about St. Louis is the turning trees. But as you get around the outside house, make sure your gutters are clear. Get them cleaned if you need to. Pipe those downspouts away from your home, good 10 feet or more. And be aware of what's around the house. We're still in air conditioning season. I know it's a little bit, but there will be some hot days as we go forward. Make sure you have your whatever potting soil, your planting planters, pots, and all the gardening things that we tend to stack around that air conditioning condenser. Make sure you give it a good bath before you put it away for the winter. And keep in mind, now's the time to kind of have that furnace looked at a bit. I know it's a little bit early to think about heat, but you know, some of you in some of those chillier nights might have fired on the furnace. Just make sure that it's working the way you want it to work. And when I say the furnace and all that, you could actually have problems with the thermostat. You know, that thing on the wall that sets the temperature. If that goes kaflooey, your furnace just doesn't work, or it gets pretty wonky and things really, you know, get random. So make sure you run it through and make sure you know it's operating the way you want it to. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk to my friend Susie. Susie, good morning. Welcome to KMOX.
Good morning. I have long board siding, vinyl siding, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've been getting some bids, and I don't know. I'm confused. They say a soft wash, and I don't know what chemical is the best chemical to put on there. And then they talk about oxidation, and then they said they would wax my vinyl, and I've never heard of waxing vinyl. So if you could give me some heads up on some of this, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, Susie, it is pretty much like your car. So just kind of think of it as, what would I do to my car? Oxidation happens to everything. It happens to my skin. You know, the ultraviolet rays break down car paint. vinyl siding and colors. So oxidation on vinyl siding would be taking your finger, running it across it, and come off with kind of a chalky white residue.
Yeah, I have some of that, but it's not bad.
Yeah, well, the washing that you're describing is perfect. Now, in this part of the country, the north side of your house doesn't get a whole lot of sun, and it will stay wet, especially this time of year. There will be condensation or droplets or moisture that sticks to that vinyl siding on the north side of your house, just like moss grows on the north side of the tree in the forest. So that part of the tree and that part of your house stay wet longer, and that's where some of that green stuff starts growing. And when you have oxidized vinyl siding or any kind of finish, that's where the color, you know, the mold and the mildew start sticking to your siding.
More spot mildew.
Well, in 10 years it'll be a little more widespread than that as it ages.
Yeah, and,
but that wax is what's kind of slowing that process down.
It's on the gutters.
Yeah, gutters can be pretty aggressively cleaned. Simple Green, Crud Cutter, K-R-U-D, K-U-T-T-E, you know, stuff like that gutters get really ugly because the milling oil for bending that into the shape of a gutter sticks to that finish for a long time. And so scrubbing gutters clean is more of a using the right cleaner. The vinyl siding is pretty much good old soap and water. The soft wash is a material that's kind of like a light detergent, but you don't want to hit that vinyl siding with 3,000 PSI. All you're doing is doing it like a car wash. So whatever your car would go through in one of those car washes, they're pretty high pressure.
Okay, you know, so they shouldn't use harsh chemicals.
Right, and they won't, because the harsh chemicals kill your grass and your plants.
Well, they told me if they kill my bushes, they'll replace them. Well, I have one Atlantis spruce that's probably worth about $900, and you can't replace a tree that's beautiful and tall. You can't replace it, so you'd have to start with something that would grow from the ground. And so I'm skeptical about that. And also, they say they would spray and leave it on for 2 days. Now, if you use this soft soap or whatever you're saying, they should just apply it and just leave it a little bit and then rinse it off, wouldn't they?
Well, there are a lot of ways to do this. If you want to let that stuff really eat at the spots or whatever, you're going to have to leave it on a little longer than just a little time. So
you have to leave it on for 2 days.
Some detergents, you'll get better penetration with that. But keep in mind, as far as killing your plants, it's nothing more than rinsing down those plants. So leaving that detergent on the foliage without rinsing the foliage, that's what hurts the plants. Once that stuff gets down into the ground, it's not in a concentration high enough to hurt the plants. So all you have to do is kind of put no detergent in there and run around the house and spray off all the plants. And that pretty much keeps them happy, healthy, and you just watered them, basically. So don't fear that. But you're buying a company and you're buying people that are either going to follow the process or not. So it's more not which process to choose, but vaccines. Everybody has the same old flu vaccine. But, you know, who do you want poking your arm? You know,
That's it. You don't know who to get.
There you go. Yeah, so just be aware. Don't get hung up into detergents, pressures, and all of that. Pick the people that you trust that can communicate to you that they know what they're doing and demonstrate and build that trust. That's how you know what's going on. Because you can't get smart enough fast enough to make a technical decision on really a home repair. You know what I mean?
Right,
you're
well, this is the first time I've ever had to have this done. I've never had my house power washed before because it just was on the one side and it wasn't up very high, and I did it myself. Mm-hmm. But now this weather this year has really brought it on.
Yeah, and you'll do it in another couple of years. No matter how good a job you do now, wax or no wax, you'll be back. It's just the north side of the tree. Mother Nature will be victorious over this.
Okay, if they leave that on for 2 days, does that take the sheen off of the vinyl?
It can. But your oxidation will take the sheen off that vinyl anyway.
Oh, okay.
Eventually. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but what about this wax? Wax chips or whatever, it would look really bad in a couple years if that wax weared away.
Yeah, it's not that thick. It's more of a, it's just a spray. It is a wax, but some of those liquid waxes that go on the cars at the car wash, it's the same kind of thing. It's not a real wax buildup job. It's kind of a shiny residue that stays behind that keeps.
Okay, I have one more question.
Yeah.
Would it look okay without having it waxed?
Yes, except for the north side. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You can do only that one side. The issue with pricing with companies like that is by the time they come out and they mobilize and they fire up the pressure washer and all that, they can do the house in about 2 or 3 hours, and they do that one wall in an hour. So,
my house isn't that big. It's only 1,100 square feet inside. So,
And you don't have to wash this house. It's kind of like you don't have to wash your car. It just, how do you want to feel? And that
I definitely want it done. I just want to be able to choose the right person and know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, okay. And how long should they guarantee it?
I wouldn't guarantee it for more than a year, frankly, because...
More than a year, okay.
Yeah. Because that stuff, and there's no problem because going into the winter here, Susie, you're not going to have any risk because we're going, 6 months is free. You're not going to have any problems. It's just how much through the next summer will that build up yet again. And that's a function of how old and oxidized your siding is, not how good a cleaning job they do.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mike. I certainly appreciate it.
Okay, Susie. Take care.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, KMOX. There you go. A little bit of preventive maintenance on Susie's part, which is kind of cleaning the car. If you don't wash your car, you don't wash your house, you don't wash your siding. Some people have roofs with that same mildew growing on the shingles and left alone too long unaddressed, 5 years, 10 years, that can shorten the life of your shingles. And once your siding gets to the place that it oxidizes, and, Mother Nature's grinding us all right back into dust, whether we're vinyl siding, human beings, chipmunks, house pets. We're all going back to the dust one way or the other. So just don't over expect performance when you're trying to hold off Mother Nature, because the older your house is, the more older the siding is. If it's a painted siding, your paint job is going to last not 8 years anymore. It's going to last 6 years. And then the next paint job's only going to last 4 years. And the next paint job's only going to last 2 or 3, And all these whiz-bang paint formulations, these things are incredible. But you have to really prepare the subgrade and build that up all the way down to a good, raw, clean, and non-disturbed subbase on your siding, maybe wood, maybe composite, and then build it up with a primer, another coat, and top coat, and that's how you get long paint life out of this thing. So the paint will last 10 years, but the bond adhesion of the primer sticking to the siding will not. And in Susie's point, with vinyl siding, cleaning it off, that open oxidation, whether you wax it or not, that moisture still hangs on top of the wax. And then if the dust sticks to the moisture next summer, then on top of the wax, you still can have the mold and mildew growing on the siding. 314-436-7900 puts us together here on the phone lines. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120, 800-925-1120. This is Scott Mosby. This is KMOX. I'm going to take a short pause for a break, and we'll come back for more on University of KMOX.
This is the KMOX Home Improvement Show.
Presented by Suburban Leisure Center. The place with the big red chair.
Now, Scott Mosby on the voice of St. Louis KMOX.
Oh, indeed. Yes, it is. And it is a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Isn't this the greatest weather? Holy smokes. Well, most of the world during spring and fall is a glorious place to live, but none better than St. Louis. I know we're a little too early for the leaves, but by golly, I just can't wait. Little frost on the pumpkin, you know, for some turning leaves and work in the garden and the yard. Put on a few tunes, listen to KMOX, all the ways that I enjoy St. Louis. Let's go talk to my friend Kim. Hey, Kim, good morning. Welcome to KMOX. How can I help?
Hi, Scott. I have toilet woes, and I have three different questions. The first one would be, I'm debating, do I need a new toilet or just a new fill valve?
Okay.
And how do I determine that? It's been giving us fits for a long time. It randomly flushes. It will eventually flush. It has never overflowed. The fill valve will sing now and then. Mm-hmm. It's an old toilet, but been very faithful.
Yeah.
It has the ball cock system in it. It has a very short tank. And I've tried to poke all the holes, make sure they're open and everything, and it just flushes when it wants.
Yeah. Well, number one, do you have any trouble cleaning the toilet? Is the porcelain still in really good shape?
Yes, it is.
You know,
yes, it is.
Unless you have a really odd old toilet, and there are some brands that are just so funky that getting guts are unreliable.
This is a Kohler.
If you could actually replace the specific original Kohler parts with those Kohler rebuild, that toilet should just keep on trucking for another lifetime. Number one, it's a 3.5 gallon flush here in St. Maybe the world is short on water, but St. Louis, by golly, sure isn't. You know, so, and frankly, when we flush the toilets, we're just borrowing the water for a while anyway. So I kind of like the old 3.5 gallon flush tanks, at least here in St. Louis. I would go the extra mile to, instead of getting like a Fluid Master, a generic one size fits 20 toilets, I've become more of a fan of getting, you know, Kohler parts. And if you lift up the lid of that tank, usually somewhere on the tank, the side, or actually imprinted into the top of that lid on the bottom side, the underside where the water is, flip it over, sometimes you can identify what that tank is. And
yeah, it has the ear and everything on it.
Yeah, if you can take photos of that, take a picture, you know, of the toilet, and get to either a hardware store, ideally a professional plumbing supply, you know, where plumbers actually get stuff, and a place that has Kohler, or there's a Kohler store over in Ladue there that can order parts for you. The point being that rebuilding that toilet with the engineering system that was originally designed for it, I'm just a big fan of original equipment, as because so many of these toilets, some of these things are rocket science, you know, at least the new ones are.
That's another thing I was going to ask, in case we did go with a new toilet. See, because I was going to change the guts myself, but the shut-off valve to the toilet won't shut off. It won't budge. And
yeah,
it's
well,
old copper plumbing.
Yeah.
And the tank, you know, the toilet has been tiled around.
Sure.
So,
Yeah.
And I remember one time you were talking about the venting. Some of the new toilers, high power flush or whatever, sometimes the vent is not big enough.
Well, you siphon the water out of the toilet on the other side of the wall. I mean,
it's
that, I'll tell you, when you don't expect it, that's an interesting transaction. It's like, I just flushed the toilet, now my other bathroom toilet is empty. That ain't right.
And that's why I was kind of hoping you would say, try to stick with the one we have.
Yeah, and And all the toilets in the house, if they're that same toilet and you might have two toilets, then I would buy three Balcock kits. You know, two for the ones that are there, and then have an extra one, because that's the part that goes bad. And if you can change it, that's fine. But that shutoff, it's nice to have those for doing this maintenance, but this just means you have to shut off the whole house, you know, take the pressure out of the lines, you know, by running a lavatory faucet sink, and then get in and go for it yourself. If you're comfortable making the change, have at it. But if you're going to bring a plumber in to do all this, get them to change those stops. And back up to the shutoff in the wall under the toilet there. The good part of that, Kim, is if you can buy a replacement shutoff faucet that looks and is the same brand exactly like that, you can shut the water off and basically unscrew the entire stop moving part from the valve body, not change the valve body and screw in a whole new guts.
Oh, okay, because this is copper.
It's copper, but yeah, the issue is you have to be perfectly, exactly precise of that stop. And sometimes the new ones just don't match. Sometimes what I'm describing, the old stops are just so different than the new ones. They don't match. But, you know, you get into a Nibco brand or some of those long-time, you know, copper and brass casting companies, they, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, you know, they keep making good. My point is it's either going to be real easy or real hard to fix that stuff. Nothing in the middle.
Yeah. That's why I'm thinking about bringing a plumber in on this deal.
Yeah. And frankly, that might be a good thing. Just be, if you can, one of the issues is make sure you get the right guts or have them order it. And if you're going to have a plumber come in, look around the whole house. What faucets need to be rebuilt? What stops may need to be rebuilt? Is my pressure reducing valve at the, you know, shutoff there in the front of the house? And is that need any attention? So, because it's going to cost you a bunch to get a plumber there and leave. All you're doing, that's the fixed cost. And, you know, it's several hundred dollars just to get them off the street to your house. You might as well run them hard once you get them there.
Well, I was thinking about having the sink, everything in the bathroom changed out.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, yeah. So, now, that you're going to need a plumber, because ordering the faucets, that is rocket science. It looks easy, but, you know, it's like ordering toilet guts. It looks simple, but if you really want the exact right one from the original, and then, you know, Kohler's parts, you know, catalogs have been changed, and, oh, my word, it is, get the plumber to order all these parts. it's tougher than it looks, you know. I mean, a good plumber comes in, zip, 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 everything looks good. But what you don't know is, you know, how many years how many years of his experience he knew it was that exact, you know, Balcock that works great on that toilet. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all the info, and I'll go the direction of trying to keep the nice little toilet.
Yep, I think so. And, frankly, you know, with an aging house, it's nice to have a good plumber. If you can build a relationship with a good plumbing company or plumber, that's worth gold as we get into aging homes.
Mm. Good plan.
Okay. All right, Kim, good luck.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Have a wonderful
flushing.
Day. Happy flushing, yes.
Happy flushing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement. We are off and running. Phone lines here. We're coming up to the top of the hour, news, weather, and sports. I'm going to take a short pause and come right back. Don't go away. Don't go away. We've got a lot of good KMOX Home Improvement show coming right at you. I'll be right back.
This is the KMOX Home Improvement Show.
Presented by Suburban Leisure Center. The place with the big red chair.
Now, Scott Mosby on the voice of St. Louis KMOX.
Nope. Hang on. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's go talk to my friend Eva. Joe, hang on. We'll see if we can get back to you there in a minute. Hello, Eva. Are you there with us? Oh, wait a minute. Hang on, Joe. Are you there, brother?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you. My fat fingers punched everything. I think I launched a rocket down at Canaveral. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't see it.
How can I help you?
Well, We own a small home down at Lake of the Ozarks. The footprint of the home is 26 by 34. It's got about a 6 and 12 pitch roof. And half of the inside of the house is a loft. Mm-hmm. And we've considered taking the roof off the house and putting a second story on it.
Yeah.
The existing roof is three large beams, one in the center of the house and two halfway between the center and the outside walls. Mm-hmm. And the roof is stick built on top of those beams and then sheeting and shingles, obviously.
Okay.
This seems to me like a job for a truss company to just take the roof off and engineer something to put up there.
Oh,
am
for the roof.
Direction?
Yeah, I think so. I think all you need, I mean, a truss on a house that size, 26 foot span is not a big deal. So they
can be a 34 foot span.
Oh, would it be going the long direction or the short direction for the slope?
The truss would go the long direction.
Okay. Well, that gets out there. That's a bit. You may have some center bearing points that need to be added for that. But, you know, long and the short of it, Joe, I'm kind of tracking with you. I mean, truss companies, you know, they know how to get this done. The room addition would be by somebody else. That, you know, the floor joists have to span. All of that for adding the second floor wall stacking. It's possible you can prefab that, but the problem with it is you need to have a like 11 out of 10 skill set to get that right on prefabbing to where in an existing house. When you have something that's built on a foundation, it can be done, but Lake of the Ozarks, you know, that's a really smart engineer and truss company. They can prefab it, but, you know, I don't know. The skill set down there is different than St. Louis.
Right. How long do you think a house would need to be exposed to the weather for a job like that? In other words, watertight, watertight.
Watertight, watertight, 2 weeks maybe. Maybe three in bad situations. I mean, you strip this thing down, you basically, you know, rip the roof off. That happens in, you know, 2-3 days. If you've got those trusses measured correctly, you drop those floor trusses on there for the long span. The reason I'm advocating trusses is because they can be engineered to go further in structure. You might have a thicker floor, you know, so a long span might be 20 inches tall instead of 12 inches tall. But, you know, put those down, sheet, you know, up you go with your walls, and then you're ready to set trusses. If trusses are already prefabricated, you know, you can have that thing dried in as little as a week and a half, you know, if you're going to work weekends too, so.
Okay. That answers my question. I thank you very much.
Yeah, I think you're tracking down a good track there, so I'm tracking with you. All right, Scott Mosby, Home Improvement, KMOX. We'll be back for more after this. Stay tuned, top of the hour. News, weather, and sports. Scott Mosby standing by, and I'll see you on the other side of news, weather, and sports on KMOX.